This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, February the 14th, 2022. We'll finish Chafam and Aleph 28, the third section. It is the blue text. We left off the end of last week, all right, questioning whether it's actually possible that Beis Shammai really believes that Shalmei Chova do not require smicha, right? That the obligatory peace offerings don't require placing your hands on the head of the animal. And we brought a brisa that seems to indicate that they do, right? So it's a problem. How do we suggest that Beis Shammai does not require smicha? So the Gemara answers, again, in the blue text, Hu damar ki haitana. No, that, right, the one who suggests that Beis Shammai doesn't require it holds like this haitana, like this sage of the Mishnah. Ditanya, we learned in a brisa, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nizbraisa lo nechleku Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. Al tekev l'smicha shchita shitzarech. By Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they do not argue on the requirement to juxtapose the laying of the hands and the slaughtering, the smicha and the sheet, and the smicha and the shechita. Right, when smicha is required, it must be right in conjunction, right, connected to shechita. Al ma nechleku, what do they actually argue about? Al ha-smicha atzma, they argue about whether you require smicha itself. Beis Shammai omrim eno tzarech. Beis Shammai says you don't require it. Beis Hillel omrim tzarech. Beis Hillel says, no, indeed, in this case, you do require it. excuse me, that is the, right, the author of the Braisa that supports a reading of Beis Shammai that they do not, right, require smicha. All right, with that, we sort of finish that line of questioning. Now we have Tana Rabbanan. Okay, our rabbis learned Maisa beHillel HaZaken. There was an incident, a story that happened with the Hillel the Elder. Shehevi Olaso LeAzara LeSmoch Aleh BeYantiv. Right, he brought his Ola, his the consumed offering. On Yantif, he brought it to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash to do smicha, right, and then to offer it. Chavru alav tamidai Shammai HaZaken. So the students of Shammai HaZaken kind of, you know, chavru alav, they came over to him, they surrounded him. And Amru lo, and they said, right, these groups says to Hillel HaZaken, Mativa shel behemazu, what's the nature of this animal? All right, is it a male or is it a female? All right, now, an Ola is always a Zachar. An Ola is always male. According to Beis Shammai, you can't bring the Ola on Yantif. You can't bring that burnt offering on Yantif. Right, seems that Hillel HaZaken was humble and he wasn't looking for a fight with the students of Beis Shammai. So instead of saying, this is a male animal that I brought as an Ola, he fibbed, right? He lied a little bit. For the sake of peace, Amar Lahen. So he says, Hillel HaZaken says to the students of Beis Shammai, Nekevahi, it is a female animal. Ulezivche shlamim hebeisia. And I brought it as a shlamim, as a peace offering, right? Not as an ola, a consumed offering. Now, there's an easy way to figure out, right? Animals don't wear clothing. It's not that difficult to figure out if the animal is a male or a female. So, kish kesh lahem biznava. All right, this was a very good animal. And the animal kind of waved its tail to have a, you know, a little tznius, animal tznius, if you will, so that the students of Beis Shammai, of Shammai HaZaken, could not determine the gender of the animal. V'holchu lahem, and they went. Right, but it seemed like that, you know, Hillel HaZaken didn't want to have a fight, so he kind of fibbed and said something that was in agreement with Beis Shammai. So va'osa hayom, on that day, gavra yadam shel Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. Right, it seemed that Hillel HaZaken agreed to Shammai, and right, Shammai gains the upper hand. Ubikshu likvoa halacha kamosa, they wanted, they requested, they should set the halacha like Beis Shammai. You can't bring an ola on Yantif. But there was one elder student of Shammai HaZaken, Ubava ben Buta Shmo. His name was Bava, the son of Buta. And he knew, despite the fact that he was a Talmud of Shammai HaZaken, he knew the halacha was like Beis Hillel, the Shalach, and he sends the following message. It's actually a pretty, this is a stand-up guy. For what the message is that he sends, you got to come and join us tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.